I'd like to turn first of all to one of the Psalms, Psalm number 73. It's near the middle of the Bible, and I'll give you the page number in a moment. Psalm number 73, page 736. And I'd like to read verse 2 of Psalm 73. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. And then the last verse of the same psalm. But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord Jehovah, that I may declare all thy works. Now I'd just like to read a few verses from Luke's Gospel in chapter 13, I think it is. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, that's page 1245, and verse 22. And he, that is Jesus, went through one city and village after another, teaching and journeying to Jerusalem. And one said to him, Sir, are such as to be saved few in number? But he said to them, Strive with earnestness to enter in through the narrow door. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able. From the time that the master of the house shall have risen up and shall have shut the door, and ye shall begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. And he answering shall say to you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten in thy presence and drunk, and thou hast taught in our streets. And he shall say, I tell you, I do not know you whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. There are a few words in Scripture that make such an impression on me as a believer in the Lord Jesus, as those words in Luke 13. Every one of us in this room is going to have to do with God. Every one of us here will pass through the article of death unless the Lord comes before. And when your entry to heaven is before you, to hear those words, Depart from me, I never knew you. How final, how terrible to the soul to realize that you're about to have to do with God and you don't have a Savior. Is there anyone here in this room in that situation? You've done things that you shouldn't, and you know that, and God knows too. You're still in your sins, even though you heard the gospel time and time again, maybe, I don't know. You've known what it is to read the Bible and to receive its instruction. Perhaps you'd assented to the things that it says, but you'd never make Jesus your Saviour. Friend, it's possible, you know. Possible to come to the gospel, possible even to be brought up in a Christian home. Bible opened in the morning. Maybe Bible opened at night again. You read the truth, and in your mind you say, Yeah, I know. I know. But you've never had to do with a saviour. And when you get to those gates, whether through death or through the coming of the Lord, there is only one key that's going to let you in. And that key is the precious name of Jesus. That key is the precious blood that was shed at Calvary by the Saviour who loved my soul. And there is no other key to enter in. He said himself, I am the way and the truth and the life. Not how many scriptures do you know, though that would be good, I wish I knew more. Not that you can quote Psalm 23 from heart. Would that we'd learnt that one and kept to it. No. It's that you've turned to the Saviour Jesus and made his precious work at Calvary yours. And only then, only then can you have the absolute assurance that you'll not hear those words, depart from me, I never knew you. Friend, I would dread going on in my life if I knew that before me I would hear those words. Think of the horror of knowing that the only way out from where you were is into the lake of fire. To have things before you that were just impossible to imagine, impossible to endure. But for everyone, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. That's where my sins were taking me. Where are your sins taking you? My friend, what have you done about them? Oh, say I. Now and again, I try and turn over a new leaf. Well, so do we all. But you know as well as I do that it doesn't work. We fall back into the things that we so abhor. Friend, I want to turn you tonight to a man who came here as a babe in Bethlehem's manger, and you know who I'm speaking about. And he went away of suffering. He was despised and rejected by men because he did good. He was perfect at every step of his pathway, completely unlike you and me. And he went that way and he did God's will. And he went to a place called Calvary. And at Calvary, he was crucified between two robbers. And he shed his precious blood there upon that cross, because that was the only basis upon which God could righteously forgive sinners like you and me. And now the wonder of the gospel is that he says, come now, all ye who labour and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Not you'll find rest because you know that scripture. No, but because I will give you rest. It's Jesus personally, the man who tonight has been raised by the glory of the Father, who went into death to take away my sins and is now glorified in heaven. Oh, you say, I don't believe that. Well, I'll tell you. The scripture's full of people who actually saw him when he was here. They actually walked with him. They knew him as the one who was here amongst them. And they saw him taken up to heaven. The clouds received him out of their sight. There's absolutely no doubt as to the truth of a man called Jesus, blessed Son of God, who died for our sins on Calvary's cross, and who provides for us the key so that we don't hear those words, but we know that there's a welcome from a God who is righteously able to save. My dear friend, I know you've heard this before, but I want to tell you from my heart that none of us knows how much longer we have here. For some of us, it might be quite a short while. For others, it might be longer. But bear this in mind too. When the Lord Jesus comes to take those that love him to be forever with him, the gospel will not be preached as it is now anymore. That's why I said that hymn that we sang and that I love so much. The words of that last verse are absolutely true, you know. Soon salvation's day to you may pass away, and grace no more will say that there is room. Look, let's be simple about it. There's room for you tonight. There's room in God's heart, I know that. But there's room in heaven. The Lord Jesus, he says, I go to prepare you a place. You. Not us. Not everyone. You. Let those words come home to your soul tonight. He's come to prepare, he went to prepare a place for you. But my question to you is this. Have you reserved your place? Or are you just going to let it pass? Are you one of these that just says, well, God is good. I'm sure he won't cast me into a lake of fire. God is righteous too. God is a judge as well as a savior. Friends, there will be no sin in heaven. And if you're a sinner still, there's no room for you. But I thank God that the work of Jesus is so complete that my every sin has been completely washed away. Ah, I have the key. I have my entrance secured to heaven. I know that I'm trusting in the one upon whom all my sins have been laid. And he's carried them away. Not only carried them away, but he's carried them away into a land of forgetfulness. Seems a strange expression, but scripture does speak about it. All my sins laid upon him and taken to a place where they'll never be remembered anymore, so God can righteously forgive and forget my every sin. Oh, how the door would swing open wide to you tonight if you just trusted in that Saviour. How God would delight to receive you and to give you the blessed assurance of a work that's been completed. As Jesus declared upon the cross, it is finished. The work is done, not according to man's standards, but according to the standard of a holy and righteous God. And the invitation goes out now to whosoever will. And it's for your acceptance tonight, dear friend. I read from these two scriptures in the Psalms. As for me. Yeah, just think about that. As for me. Not as for the person sitting next to me. Not as for one or two that I know and love. As for me. As for me. My feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. You know that's true, don't you? I certainly do. I can probably look back a few years longer than most that are here. But one thing I know, that whenever my feet slipped, I knew my Saviour's love remained the same. That's so for you, you know. You may look back and you have many regrets, but you know the Saviour's love is still towards you. As for me, he says, my feet were almost gone. Almost lost your way. Satan almost had you in his grip. But the power of divine love was greater. He brought you through. As for me, oh, are you prepared to come before a holy God in true repentance now? And tell him that you're just a sinner and you need a saviour. It's so simple, isn't it? How many things stand in the way, not least our pride? Oh, friend, there's a God who gave his only begotten Son that you might be saved. And he made himself of no reputation. There was no pride with him. And he's the one who appeals from heaven tonight so that you might be blessed. Your feet were almost gone. Never mind. There's power in the blood of Jesus to establish you and to give you a hope and to give you faith and to give you salvation and to justify you. All these things all stand on your feet on the basis of what Christ has done. Stand upon the rock that will never move. Salvation in Christ is for you tonight. And my steps had well nigh slipped. Friend, you can be founded upon something that is never going to move. And you need to think about it carefully tonight. Because you don't know how much longer you have to go any more than I do. And I don't want anybody in this room to have to do with God as a judge. I don't want anybody in this room to hear those words, I never knew you. It's knowing the person. It's not knowing about him. But it's knowing him as your personal Saviour. So as for me, it's good for me to draw near to God. Why don't you do that? When he's appealing to you, when he's given his Son to effect salvation so that it can be offered freely to you, why don't you say it's good for me to draw near to God? And just do it. I have put my trust in the Lord Jehovah. Have you? I thank God that I have, you know. It's many years ago that I trusted in my Saviour. I've never regretted it. And I know that you won't either. But you do need to do it. It's not good enough, you know, just to be able to read a psalm like this and say, well, that's lovely wording, that's lovely experience. Is it your experience? Have you put your trust in God? Have you put your trust in the Saviour? Have you got the assurance that heaven's gates are open wide to you tonight? That if you should have to do with God tonight, that you can point to the blood that was shed at Calvary and say, that's made my peace with God. It's wonderful, you know, what God has done for the sinner. Wonderful what he's done to provide us with a way of salvation when we couldn't do anything ourselves. When we were just lost and hopeless. But there's a Saviour who's made a way through. And he's made it through for you. Now just take these five words, four words, whatever it is. But as for me, you make sure that you fit in there. You make sure that you can say, I've put my trust in the Lord. There's wonderful blessing if you will. I just touch upon the scripture that I read in Luke. I know I've spoken about it already. But one of the things that I noticed here is that as you read through, they say, oh Lord, we've eaten in thy presence and drunk, and thou hast taught us in our streets. Oh, they thought that that was the qualification that they needed. Maybe they've been to meeting halls like this. Maybe they've been to church, whatever. Maybe they've been to the synagogues in those days. But it wasn't enough. No. It wasn't enough for them to gain that essential access that they needed and that you need to. You know, the coming of the Lord is something that's going to happen soon. And I just ask you simply, are you ready? There won't be much warning when it comes. Scripture speaks about him coming in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Doesn't give you much chance for repentance, does it? If you leave it till then. You mustn't leave it till then. You've got to come now. And make sure you have that personal link with the Saviour. You've got to make sure that you're ready. God spoke to his people of old. And he said to them, prepare to meet your God. Oh, friend, you're going to meet him. No doubt about that. Are you going to meet him with your sins still upon you? Then you'll meet him as a judge. Are you going to meet him as having trusted in the Saviour? Then you've got heaven before you. And friend, you can know peace and salvation that God is offering in the gospel tonight. It can be yours. Or you may know of others that have trusted in Christ. You may be good friends with them. You may even speak about the things they do on a Sunday. But have you got that personal link with the Saviour? Look, don't put it off. Scripture says, I think it's in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, that now is the accepted time. And now is the day of salvation. Those words aren't there just because they sound nice. No. They're there because you've got an opportunity now that you may never have again. Just where you are, in this room, on your seat, just turn to God. Ask him to forgive those sins. Ask him to save you. He's ready and he's willing to do it now. May God bless the word for us.
Amen. Amen.